If you negotiate with your knee before standing up, you're losing that argument. Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Well, a hoot and a holler to ya. 33,000. Do you hear an echo? Echo, echo, echo. Are you hearing that? You're not. I'm hearing that in my headphones. That's crazy. It sounds like I was doing top 40 radio and I was pressing a button for reverb, reverb. That's wacky. So for a nation of just under 33,000 square miles, Ireland has more than their wee bit of dogs. St. Patrick's Day dogs. Just to compare, Ireland is slightly smaller than the state of Maine. We could be green with envy. What do you think the dogs are? 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's our phone number. Or you can text us either which way. What do you think some of the dogs are from Ireland that we could celebrate today on St. Patrick's Day? You could text, you could call, as I said. Now, this is something that I've been feeling very passionate about for quite some time. It was about 2 months ago or so that I reported about a fire that occurred in a Chicago suburb, West Chicago, and over 30 dogs were killed. And this is not only a story that can and has occurred in Chicago, this has occurred elsewhere in the country as well, where animals are killed in a kennel fire or a doggy daycare facility, something like that. Now, there was controversy about whether the wiring was faulty and or also controversy about the training techniques of the individual that operated the facility. Well, I've never seen the guy train, so I don't personally know, although that does concern me. I'm not a fire inspector, so there's no way I could know about wiring. There were probably too many dogs there. But again, dogs can't call and ask for the fire department to come out. Now, most local ordinances, not only in Illinois, but around the country, say you have to have a fire alarm. But if there's no human being there to make the phone call to the fire department, what's more, dogs are trapped in a kennel. They cannot get out. They cannot run out the door. So at least at a child's daycare center, and I don't mean to make that comparison. I know our dogs are not children, but they are family members. The children at least have a shot. They can run out the door. And there are laws all over the country about what they should and need to have. That's not true for kennels. So I called up Mark Ayers, who is the director of the Humane Society of the United States for Illinois. And I said, we need a law here to mandate that the fire alarms ring directly to first responders or that there are sprinklers. And he said, you know what? That makes sense, and that's a good idea. So, Representative Diane Pappas, and thank you, Diane Pappas, you're on the radio now. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure to have you here. And you said, wow, this is a good idea.
Yes, I absolutely did. This situation flagged up a deficiency in our regulatory system, and that needs to be fixed. So that's what I attempted to do with my bill.
You know, this seems to be almost something that people would have thought that we would have had. You know, that all kenneling facilities would have alarm systems now. It's not an expensive thing to do, and it's technologically easy to do. And I believe it's mandated for children's daycare centers that is automatically hooked up to first responders. But we don't.
Right. And well, it often happens that it takes a tragedy to sort of flag up a flaw in the system, a deficiency that people assume, you know, regulation was there and it just wasn't. You know, that's why we now have in theaters and public places fire doors that push out instead of pulling in, you know, because it took a tragedy to point to that flaw. So this is just yet another example of that. And the bad news is, unfortunately, is that we had the fire and we had animals that suffered as a result because there was no regulation. But the good news is we can remedy that now.
Yes. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Can you name some dogs from Ireland? Happy St. Patrick's Day to all of you. And this is important. And what the representative is going to tell us is that you can call your, if you're in Illinois, you can call your state representative. Please do that and say this is important to you. All right, so once again, there's this awful fire that occurs about 2 months ago or so in West Chicago. Over 30 dogs were killed, and I said, you know what? We need to do something about this. I want to use my platform, if you will, to make a difference. I called Mark Ayers, director of the Humane Society of the United States for Illinois, who does an amazing job, incidentally, and Mark agreed with me. He said, you know what? I don't know how to do this. We don't have a sample law, because this will be the first of its kind in the country. In a sense, Representative, is that a good thing?
I think it's absolutely a good thing. This is a much-needed regulation, and we can start in Illinois, and if it spreads through the country like wildfire, I'll be quite happy about it.
Sort of speak. And in fact, I've heard from a couple of firefighters that say they're all for this. And you know what? I wonder if part of the reason for that is the sooner the fire department comes out, it seems to me not only are we likely to save more animals, but we're likely to save maybe the structure. We're likely to prevent the fire from spreading perhaps to another building. And in addition to that, it's safer, I believe, for firefighters.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely, it doesn't just protect animals, it protects the firefighters. Because if you think about what type of fire we're talking about, it's exactly as you said, the victims cannot evacuate themselves. They are often restrained. They're often restrained in facilities or enclosures that have to be opened individually. So it takes firefighters longer to get the victims out. And because these are dogs and cats, they don't understand what's happening. They're panicked. Obviously, there's smoke, there's fire. They're panicked. They can attack the rescuers.
Yeah.
You know, because they don't know what's happening. So the firefighters risk injury not just from the fire itself, but also from the very animals that they're trying to rescue and protect. So the faster they can get there, the faster they can put out the fire, the faster they can get these animals out, the better for everyone.
I mean, this almost seems common sense. And yes, I know some people are concerned because oftentimes these kennels are small businesses. And, you know, you don't want to impose cost on small businesses. I wouldn't want to do that. I understand that. But we're talking about a couple of thousands of, you know, just $2,000, $3,000, which over the course, if you're not profitable enough to pay for it out of your bank account, we're talking about adding, what, 3 cents or something to the cost of kenneling an animal. I mean, to me, this cost, in this instance, if we were talking $100,000, so one option is a sprinkler system. Folks don't have to do that, and that would be a bit more costly, but they don't have to go that route, Representative, do they?
No, they do not. And under the bill that I'm sponsoring, they can actually go 3 different ways. One, they can have the facility staffed at all times. So there can be someone there at all times when animals are present who can call the fire department. The other option is for them to have a sprinkler, and if they already have a sprinkler system in their facility, then they're fine. They don't need to install any additional alarms. But if they don't have constant staffing when animals are there, or if they don't have the sprinkler system, then they need to install this fire alarm. And, you know, while, yes, it is an additional cost, it's the sort of cost of doing business that, as you said, in other facilities, you know, daycares for people, et cetera, that's just assumed that to be a cost of doing business. And it also potentially has the ability to lower their insurance costs. Because obviously insurance companies would be glad to know that if there's a fire, first responders will get to the business sooner.
What resonated with you when you first heard about this possibility? Because you didn't have to pick up this bill. Something must have said in your head, this makes sense. It's a good idea.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm not a currently a pet owner, but I've owned dogs and cats in the past.
I can help you with that.
I'm sure you could. I'm a little busy at the moment, traveling between Springfield and home, and it's taking care of pets is a little challenging. But I have owned dogs and cats in the past, and bunnies. You know, I love animals. I know my fur babies. You know, if something happened to them, I would be devastated. And especially in this kind of instance where you're going away on holiday, or you're going away for the holidays to spend time with family out of state, and you come back and you hear that the facility that was intended to take care of your animal while you were gone, you know, your animal perished in that facility, and it's such a horrible, horrible death. That thought, you know, just coming back and getting that news, or having to give the news to your kids that, you know, the dog that you left because you wanted to spend the holidays with grandma is not coming back home. I mean, it's just devastating. And to me, it seems that a business that is in that makes money off of protecting animals should have this type of protection in place.
Absolutely. And in fact, I believe that now there's a co-sponsor for this bill. Alan Skillicorn, a Republican from the 66th District, has stood up and said, you're a Democrat, and has said, you know what, this shouldn't be based on party lines. In fact, this should be bipartisan.
Right, absolutely. I mean, there's no Republican or Democratic pets. You know, dogs and cats don't follow party lines. They don't care. They just want to love us, and we need to love them back, and we need to make sure that they're protected, because in an instance like this, they literally cannot protect themselves. They are in an enclosure. They are stuck there. We need to make sure that both they and the first responders who are trying to help them are given every bit of opportunity to get out of the fire quickly and safely.
And you describe a scenario where you kennel the animal, you entrust that kenneling facility. If you're away on vacation, or maybe you're just away at work and it's a doggy daycare center, and you're entrusting them with your animals. And then you come back and you hear terrible news like this. The thing is that if this bill passes, I mean, it's preventable. That's the whole idea. We can now wire directly these alarms to first responders, and without it costing a heck of a lot of money, we can do it as well, or a sprinkler system, and all of that would maybe not save every life if there is a catastrophic fire, but it would save a whole lot of lives, and potentially every life, and you know what, even potentially human lives as well.
Right. And I don't really think that the problem is a doggy daycare centers, because I think those facilities are usually staffed.
Yes.
You know, while the animals are there. We're primarily concerned about our kennels that leave their animals alone at night. And I'm not saying that it's a bad instinct to leave animals alone at night. You know, they're going to be sleeping. They don't necessarily need to be watched. However, if you don't have somebody watching them, then, you know, a fire, a battery-operated smoke detector is not going to help those animals. You need to have a system that will contact the fire department on their behalf.
So here's my question. I can't imagine anyone listening to this show would disagree with this idea and say, my gosh, I thought we had that already. We don't. Now we will, if it goes through committee as a first step. So how can all of you who are listening, all my listeners, Representative Pappas, help?
Well, if you live in Illinois, what I would ask is that you contact your representative, and if we vote it out of the House of Representatives, then your senator, so to pass this bill, to put this regulations in place. The other thing that you can do is, if you're on social media, by all means, let people know about House Bill 3390 and what it does, and encourage them to contact their Illinois representatives and senators. We need to publicize this issue. We need to know, legislators on both sides of the aisle know, that this is something that is needed and that is supported by our Illinois voters.
Well, Representative Pappas, you've certainly stepped up to do the right thing. I know I'll be talking with you again, and I can't thank you enough, because not only if this passes, and it's got to pass in Illinois, and if it does, then I have a hunch other states will pick up on it. So thank you so very much.
Well, thank you for bringing this problem to my attention through Mark, I really appreciate that as well. And, you know, I just really appreciate the work that you do on behalf of the, you know, pet owners and all of the animals out there as well.
Well, I wish you a happy St. Patrick's Day, and I thank you very much for joining us. As I said, I'm sure we'll be talking again. Thank you.
Right. Thanks so much, Steve. Goodbye.
Representative Diane Pappas doing the right thing. And you know what? And I work with public officials periodically. Now, granted, I work with public officials on pet issues, so I see the human being in all of these folks, and I just can't imagine this not going through, but there's been some concern, and this is why we need your help. There's been some concern that even a few $1,000s can be too costly to small businesses, and I don't agree with that. I think that it's worth the potential of saving all these lives. I also think, okay, pass it on. Pass the cost on to those that are kenneling their animals. If we're talking, say, I'm making up a number, but this is about right, $2,000 to $3,000. In fact, in some places, that's far more than what the cost would be to directly hook up alarms with first responders, and you charge everyone who kennels an animal for that cost. You split it all out. We're talking 4 cents or something per. Would you even notice is that your bill for kenneling your dog went up if you kennel your dog? So 4 cents a day, you kennel your dog 3 days, 12 cents. Would you even notice that the bill, would you be willing to pay? Yeah, of course people would, you know. So please call, please, your Illinois state representative and also your Illinois state senator. It is House Bill 3390. It is a couple minutes before 7 o'clock on WGN. Lots of text here about this being a good idea. One comment is, what about alarms that could be linked to an app? And then it wakes up the owner who calls first responders. Why take that extra step? And what if the owner doesn't answer? Great idea. Aren't most kennels made of fireproof materials? I don't know. This kennel certainly wasn't, because it burned to the ground and all those animals died. And as I said, this isn't only the instance that happened in West Chicago. It happens around the country elsewhere, sadly, tragically, a couple of times every year. Pets aren't like family. They are family. That's why the doctors and staff at MedVet Chicago are always there when you and your pets need them the most. They're located at the corner of Belmont and Western Clybourne. MedVet provides emergency, specialty, and critical care 24/7. They're a VECCS Level 1 Trauma Center, American Animal Hospital Association accredited referral hospital. All of that fancy designation means they're the best at what they do. Their phone number is 773-281-7110. MedVetForPets.com, 773-281-7110. All right, very quickly here, the Glenavamall Terrier, I'm naming the dog breeds from Ireland, Irish Red and White Setter, Irish Setter, Kerry Blue Terrier, Irish Water Spaniel, Irish Terrier. Who knew there were so many? The Irish Wolfhound, the Kerry Blue Terrier, the Wheaton Terrier, and those are all dogs from Ireland.